Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie. Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that one's good, too.
Yes, Thursday night, and Thursday night means it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, our postman, Mel Blanc, Lou Merrill, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. For your Thursday night enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. With extra flavor in the blend because of choice Latin American coffees, skillfully combined. Extra flavor in the cup because Radiant Roast develops the full flavor of every coffee bean. And the result is that today more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. As we look in at the Burns home today, we find George and Meredith Wilson eagerly awaiting the arrival of their favorite adventure magazine, Cowboy Love Tales.
Golly, George, I wish the postman would get here. I can't wait to see what happened to Oklahoma Tech.
Shh! Don't let Gracie hear you. She gets her hands on Cowboy Love Tales, she'll burn it.
Gosh, that'd be awful. In the last issue, they left Tex in a terrible spot.
Yeah, he was dangling from a precipice by his teeth.
With a rattlesnake coiled around his body.
Yeah. And a mountain lion just about to spring on him.
And a half-breed Hank ready to shoot him between the eyes.
Do you think he'll get out of it, Meredith?
Oh, sure. Don't forget he still has a slingshot in his pocket.
That's true.
All the same, I'm worried, George. If that mountain lion jumps him and the rattlesnake bites him and Hank shoots him between the eyes and he falls off of that cliff, he could be badly injured.
Darn right. After all, he's only human.
Oh, well, he's been in some pretty tight spots before, though. Remember when he was tied to the stake and those 10,000 Indians started shooting poison arrows at him?
Yeah, but good old Tex managed to work his six-gun free. And bang! Down went an Indian.
Then bang! Another one.
Bang! A third one. Boy, did he let him have it. Bang! 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 Bang!
Boom!
Boom?
Well, he threw the small atom bomb he was carrying, remember?
That's right. Then he started to clean out the few that were left. Bang, 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 bang.
Well, having fun, boys?
Hello.
Hi, Gracie.
Well, it's roundup time in Beverly Hills again, huh?
Well, we got to talking about Oklahoma Tech.
Oh, that silly cowboy love tales. Next, you'll be buying 10-gallon hats for those 2-pint heads of yours.
But I like cowboy love tales. It's taught me a lot about kissing.
Kissing?
Yes, sir. I read an extremely touching scene in which Oklahoma Tech said farewell to the one he loved, and I studied his technique carefully. You approach the loved one from the front, grasp the ears firmly in each hand.
Grasp the ears?
Oh, I neglected to mention that his loved one was a horse.
Oh. That's Tex.
Meredith, I think you better leave. I want to have a little serious talk with my husband.
So long, Meredith.
Yippee, all.
This cowboy nonsense has got to stop. It's getting so I don't dare appear with you in public. Yesterday, you mortified me in front of everyone at Saks Fifth Avenue.
What do you mean, gal?
Well, when I asked you how you like my new Easter dress, you said, darned if them trimmings don't make you look prettier than a newborn calf.
Well, that's what Oklahoma Tech says to Lucy, the school mom.
Well, I don't care. I'll thank you to remember that my mother is not a cow.
I could argue that point with you, gal.
George.
I'm sorry, old paint.
And stop calling me old paint.
Now, don't get upset, little doggy.
Oh, now I'm a doggy. George, I would like to remind you, when we were married, the minister did not pronounce us man and beast.
Yes, dear.
I do not have horns growing from my head, and it would be most difficult for me to swat flies with my tail.
Yes, dear.
And if you refer to me once more as an animal, I'll...
Oh, there's the postman. I'll get him.
Oh, you will not. And if he brought cowboy love tales, I'll give it right back to him.
But only an ornery maverick would do a
thing. George!
Yes, dear.
Coming!
Good morning, Mrs. Byrne. I thought your husband would be answering the door today. I know how he's drooling for this copy of Cowboy Love Tales.
Yes, now, I think it's just shameful. Such juvenile reading.
Well, it probably brings out his love for the Western Plains. How I wish my home were there.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. There are poisonous snakes, wild cats, jaguars, savage Indians, any number of lovely things for my wife to run into.
You'd never be happy in the West, Mr. Postman. A cowboy has no future these days.
He has if he can get into the movies. Look at Gene Autry. Look at Roy Rogers. They're making money hand over guitar.
Yeah, that's true. There is a big demand for cowboys in pictures.
Oh, yes. Mammoth Pictures have an ad in Variety this week for a real honest-to-goodness cowboy. I wish my wife would let me take this job.
Your wife won't let you take it, huh?
No, she's jealous. You see, cowboys have to grab steers by the head and throw them. She knows if I get my arms around the neck of an attractive steer, I'll never look at her again.
Oh, Mr. Postman, that's a shame. Now, if you were my husband, you could be the greatest cowboy movie star who... Hey, wait a minute. My husband. He'd be perfect.
I thought you didn't like cowboy stuff.
Well, if it could make him a movie star, I wouldn't object. Oh, Mr. Postman, this is wonderful. George may be the new Hopalong Cassidy.
In your husband's case, they'd better make it Drag-Along Burns. Well, good luck, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
This is a terrific opportunity. And to think I fussed a judge for talking like a cowboy.
Did the magazine come, Gracie?
Oh, don't call me Gracie. Call me your little dogie. Your ornery little maverick. Call me old paint.
Huh?
And I'll call you Bullface Burns.
Bullface Burns?
Yeah, the roughest, toughest cowboy who ever steered a bulldog or honked a longhorn.
Gracie, what's happened? Why are you talking like that?
Well, that's the way the wife of a famous movie cowboy should talk.
Who's a famous movie cowboy?
You are. Oh, you will be as soon as Mammoth Studios get one look at you. They're looking for a real cowboy.
And you think I could do...
Of course. Oh, George, you'd be wonderful. Cowboys are such colorful characters. Steel gray eyes. Saddle brown complexion.
That's me, huh?
Oh, sure. In fact, I like your arrangement even better. Steel gray complexion and saddle brown eyes.
I have saddle brown eyes.
You even have little saddle bags under
you. Okay, okay. You can forget this whole thing, Gracie. I could never qualify as a movie cowboy.
Never qualify? We'll give you a guitar and you'd be a sensation with the Bobby Boots crowd.
Say, that's right. Singing is very important, isn't it?
Oh, of course.
I'm back in the saddle again. Back where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed. And the lonely gypsum weed. Back in the saddle again.
Oh, George. Oh, you've got the West right in your voice. When you sing, I can hear the coyotes howl. I can even smell the cattle.
Golly, Gracie, you might have something.
Oh, of course. Oh, George, I can just see you in one of those Western pictures. Your Tex, the two-gun killer.
Yeah.
And as you walk into the saloon, a hush falls over the place. Brave men turn pale.
Yeah.
Slowly, slowly, you turn to the bartender and say, give me 3 fingers of Maxwell House coffee.
I order Maxwell House coffee?
Well, certainly, just because you make a picture. Let's not lose our heads.
Oh, I see your point. Well, make it 5 fingers of Maxwell House. It's option time.
Suddenly, the doors swing open. Gary Cooper walks in.
Gary Cooper?
Yeah, he's the sheriff, and he comes to arrest you.
Yeah.
He says, come along quiet like, Tex. But I don't move. I look Gary Cooper straight in the eye.
Yeah. Are you standing on a chair or is he on his knees?
Well, never mind. He's got his .44 on his hip. He reaches for it.
Yeah, you reach for your .88.
88?
Well, if it takes a .44 for his hips, it'll take at least an 88.
88 for mine. Well, yeah. Gee, you got me all hepped up about this thing. I've read Cowboy Love Tales so long, and I've got that Western lingo down pat, and the singing I can handle. There's only one thing.
What's that?
I'm scared to death of horses.
Oh, that doesn't matter. They'll have a double to do all the riding. You just do the important close-ups and sing those beautiful Western songs.
Give me my boots and saddles. Oh,
George.
Oh,
George.
Oh,
George.
Huh?
Let's swing into action. You rent a cowboy outfit, and I'll call Mammoth Studios and invite their Western producer to dinner. Tomorrow you'll be a star.
I think you've got something there, gal. Let's get a-going. Oh,
George.
Oh,
George.
Oh.
By the waters of the Minnetonka, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. That tune you're playing takes me up to the land of lakes. Makes me want to get out my fishing tackle.
Well, I agree with you, Bill. There's just nothing like that fishing and hunting country around Minnetonka.
That's right. And Minnetonka is so typical of the serene, clear, sky-blue waters of Minnesota's lakes. They always seem to me like bright blue jewels dropped in a setting of green hills. No wonder the land of lakes is so well-loved a part of our American scene. And I can't help thinking, too, how it's no wonder Maxwell House Coffee has become so much a part of our American scene. For every cup of Maxwell House is so rich in coffee-drinking enjoyment. And today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand in America. You see, that consistently delicious flavor is a result of expert blending of premium Latin American coffees, each chosen from famous plantations for its own distinctive contribution to the Maxwell House blend. There are Manizales for mellowness, Medellins for richness. Other choice Latin American coffees for vigor, and Bucaramangas for full body. So the result is coffee so richly mellow, so vigorously full-bodied, that north, east, south, and west, the nation's choice is Maxwell House. Good to the last drop. Well, hi, Burnses.
Howdy, partner.
Oh, Bill, guess what? George is going into pictures. He's got to be a singing cowboy.
No.
Yes, and he'll take the country by storm. Can't you just imagine what'll happen when he sings, "Give me my boots and my saddle"?
Well, I don't know about the saddle, but they'll certainly give him the boots.
Kid's quite a comic. Sort of a blonde red skeleton.
Oh, well, you may joke now, Bill, but you'll feel pretty silly when George is a big Western star. Why, he'll be bigger than Roy Rogers, bigger than Gene Autry, bigger than Toot Gibson,
No, not Toot Gibson, Hoot Gibson.
Hoot.
Not Toot.
Hoot.
Hoot.
Hoot, toot. Whatever noise he makes, you'll make a louder one.
Yeah, I'll be famous.
I'll say you
yes,
will.
Yes, like Toot Gibson, yes.
The name Tex Burns will be on everyone's lips.
Tex Burns?
Well, that's the name he'll use. He sort of reminds you of Texas, doesn't he?
Well, he's Texas around the waist, all right, but when you get up to the shoulders, Rhode Island.
What's wrong about you being a blonde red skeleton? You're more of a tall Mickey Rooney.
Well, I'm sorry you won't take this seriously, Bill. You've worked in pictures, and I hoped you'd give George some pointers.
Well, I'd be glad to, Gracie, if the little man's really going through with it.
Ah, you're sweet.
Now, you're a beginner, George, so watch out for the men and women who know more about acting than you do.
I see.
In your case, that also includes children, dogs, and horses.
Look,
and look, if you're in the same scene with a tree, you're dead, too.
Thanks, Costello.
Well, that's enough pointers, Bill. But you can help us out tonight.
How, Gracie?
Well, I've invited Mr. Nate Wallach of Mammoth Studios over for dinner. And we want him to think that other studios are bidding for George, too.
I see.
Can you act like a movie producer who wants George to star in a picture?
Oh, sure. How's this?
And he does it without effort.
Well, I'm
a hard way.
I'm only kidding, George. Glad to do it for you. I'll be over at 8 sharp as a movie producer.
Oh, wonderful.
Thanks, Bill.
You know, I'm tickled to death you're going into pictures, George. And when I say that, I'm sure I speak for everyone in radio. Bye.
Well, I finally got into this cowboy outfit. How do I look?
Oh, George, you're beautiful. That bright red scarf and green shirt look like a glorious western sunset.
They do?
Uh-huh. That red scarf is the sun. See how it sinks into the valley of your chest? While its last rays peep over the little green hill of your stomach.
Must make a pretty picture.
Yes. Oh, and I love those spurs on your boots. Even if you weren't a cowboy, it would be so practical to wear spurs out in the yard.
What do you mean?
Well, you can chase gophers and mow the lawn at the same time.
Well, I hope this cowboy suit fools that producer into thinking I'm really from the West.
Oh, I put up a few trophies to help. For example, he'll think you're a real sharpshooter when he sees the three bears you shot.
What three bears?
Well, I cut our bearskin rug into three pieces. You see, I put the head over the fireplace. That's a bear you shot in the head.
I see. How do I explain the front leg?
Oh, well, that's a bear you shot in the paw when he stuck it out of his den to see if it was raining.
Oh, sure. And the fight part of the bear, I can explain myself. That's one I shot when he was bending over to tie his shoe.
Oh, George. When the producer gets here, just let me do all the talking.
Sure, I'll be the strong, silent
type. Yeah, that's right. Gary Cooper made $1 million just saying yep, and you can make $2 million.
I can?
Oh, sure. You can say yep and nope.
And if I really want to get into the higher brackets, I can throw in a maybe.
Oh, no. Don't overdo it.
No. We'll never be able to pay our income tax.
No. Well, let's try out your cowboy talk now. Do you love me, Tex?
Yep.
Am I the prettiest gal you ever seen?
Yep.
Will you buy me a new hat?
Nope.
Wish I'd never thought of that $2 million.
Well, we might as well forget the first one if Mr. Wallach finds out that I'm scared of horses.
Oh, George, I already told you that the star doesn't have to ride, only the double.
But I've seen
Studios
pictures.
Studios don't let their stars do anything that might put them in the hospital. Why, they probably even hire a double to have puppies for Lassie.
Well, I hope you can put this over.
Oh, we can't miss. Now, don't forget Bill Goodwin is coming in as a rival producer to whet his interest.
I see.
And I forgot to tell you, I also have Meredith Wilson coming in as another rival producer.
Fine pair you picked out. Dame Brain and Lame Brain.
Don't worry, Mr. Wallace will... Oh, there he is. Now, remember, let me do the talking.
Okay.
Good evening. I'm Mr. Wallach of Mammoth Studios. I believe you were expecting me.
Sure was. Come in, you ornery old cuss.
Well, thanks.
I'm Mrs. Burns, and this here's Tex. That's short for Texas, one of the western states.
Ah, so this is the famous cowboy.
Yep.
Well, Tex, it certainly is a pleasure to meet you.
Yep.
That's enough, Tex. Stop your chattering.
Yep.
Well, we're powerful glad to welcome you to our diggings, Mr. Wallach. Even if they do be mighty small and cramped.
You consider this a small home?
Sure do.
Yep.
Just thought I'd ad lib.
Down in Texas, when you want to scrub up, you got to saddle a pony to get to the bathroom. Ain't that right, Tex?
Yep.
Well, the grub's on the table, Mr. Wallach. Would you like to put on the feed bag? Or would you rather have a plate?
Plate, if you don't mind.
You city folks. I cooked up the biggest hunk of meat I could find, but I wish I could have fixed a real Texas barbecue.
How do you prepare a Texas barbecue?
We light a forest fire and drive a herd of cattle through it. Come along, boys.
Yep.
Well, Mrs. Burns, I'd like to compliment you on an excellent dinner.
Why, thank you, partner. Though them was mighty fancy victuals for a couple of ranch hands like Tex and me.
Yes, I guess you Westerners are more used to jerk meat.
Jerk meat? Oh, jerk meat. Oh, yeah. Whenever food gets low, old Tex here goes out and shoots us a nice big jerk.
Yep.
Mighty good shot, Tex. I mind the time old Tex throwed a half dollar in the air and took one shot at it with his gun. Down come a quarter, two dimes, and a nickel. That's shooting, son.
It certainly is.
Yep.
And you talk about riding. Old Tex here can ride a horse faster than any man living. I mind the time the Indians were chasing him. He outrode the chief.
He did?
Yep, he passed the chief at Albuquerque and the super chief in Kansas City.
Yep.
By the way, can Tex handle a rope?
Can he handle a rope? He smokes 10 of them a day.
Well, never mind the small talk. I reckon Mr. Wallach is a hankering to hear me sing. Give me my boots and saddles. Oh,
Tex.
Oh,
Tex.
Oh,
Tex.
Oh,
Tex.
Let me finish your note, will you?
There ain't time, Tex. Up the walk yonder comes another movie producer to bid again Mr. Wallach. Come in.
Excuse me, this is Bill Goodwin. Excuse me, I have a special offer to make. Tex Burns is back, and there's something about him I'd like. Yes, there's something about him I'd like. Yes, Tex Burns is back, and there's something about him I'd like. Yes, Tex Burns, that pork hip cowboy, is back, and there's something about him I'd like.
Just a minute. Just a minute. I'm Tex Burns. And I'm back. What's on your mind, stranger?
I've got to have you for my new Western epic. It'll be the greatest thing ever produced.
Just a minute, Mr. Goodwin. I've never heard of you.
What?
What studio do you represent?
MGM. Metro Goodwin Mayer.
Haven't you got a Goldwin in there someplace?
Well, yeah, but it's in the back where it doesn't show. Oh, you mean Sam. Sam, yes. Well, he put me in charge of Westerns. Now, Tex, you can have your choice of two salaries. $10,000 a week or a pound of Maxwell House coffee.
Look, Mr. Goodwin.
My advice is take the Maxwell House coffee. Maxwell House is appetizing, rich, full-bodied, and mellow. Coffee at its full-flavored best, good to the last drop.
But $10,000 a week is a money.
What? You even consider money when I offer you Maxwell House coffee? Why, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Mr. Goodwin.
Money. What good is money? It brings sorrow, shame, disgrace. Money is evil. It turns friend against friend, husband against wife, brother against brother. A curse on it. Hey, wait a minute. Why should I hire another actor? I'm dynamite. I'll make my own pictures.
So long.
Mighty queer acting bunch of critters, you movie producers.
Oh, don't judge us all, but Mr. Goodwin, I assure you that the really big producers are very sane, sensible men.
Good evening, all. My name is Darrell F. Zenner.
Oh, no.
I am a motion picture producer, and I am desirous of obtaining the services of... Oh, hello, Mr. Wallach.
Oh, hello, Meredith. How have you been?
Fine, thanks.
Still leading an orchestra?
Yeah, still at the same old grind. Well, as I was saying, my name is Darrell F. And I am anxious
Meredith,
to employ...
Meredith, you know Mr. Wallach?
Sure, we've been friends for years. Well, as I was saying,
no,
my name
stop
is Darrell...
stop it. If he's your friend, he knows you're not Darrell F. Zanuck.
By ginger, you may have a point there.
Yeah, that was hard to figure out.
Very well, how's this? Good evening, all. My name is Cecil B. DeMille.
Ow. Well, I guess that washes me up, Mr. Wallach. Sorry, my wife brought in those phonies.
Oh, that's all right. I knew they were phonies. I also didn't believe those stories your wife told about you.
Aye, hold on, stranger. If you're calling me a liar, Tex will take a pot shot at you. And yours he can't miss.
Well, I didn't call you a liar. I just meant you weren't telling the truth.
Oh, well, I accept your apology.
But I still want to sign you to a contract, Tex.
You do?
Sure. I know a real cowboy when I see one. Your legs didn't get that way from riding a bicycle.
Well, thanks.
Here's our standard 51-page contract. You sign it right
no,
here.
No, not so fast. Tex, don't sign that until I've read it over mighty careful. Let me see it. It's okay, Tex. Sign it.
Okay. There you are. Now, Mr. Wallach, what songs will I sing in my first picture?
Oh, you don't sing. Read your contract. You're hired as a double to do the dangerous riding.
Huh?
Yes, we don't want any actors breaking their necks.
Gracie.
Gee, she just left to spend 2 weeks with her mother in San Francisco.
She did.
Until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one brand of coffee.
Always good to the last drop.
Fine cowboy movie career I nearly had.
Oh, George, it's just as well you're not going to star in westerns. Remember that one we saw, Call the Virginian?
Yeah.
Well, they called it that because the hero was from Virginia.
So what?
Well, how would it look if they advertised George Burns in the Bronxian?
Good night.
Jell-O pudding tonight. It tastes like grandma's, only more so.
You ain't kidding, that's right.
And just as Jell-O, six delicious locked-in flavors can't be beaten. So the proof of Jell-O pudding's in the eating.
The Jell-O twins are hard to find, but keep on looking in your store. When sugar shortages are over, there'll be more.
Just the taste of Jell-O pudding, or of Jell-O, and you know it's the one and only J-E-L-L-O.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin. And now stay tuned to this station because Bird's Eye Open House with Tony Martin and Lena Romay is coming on in just a second. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.